Now, little quiz for you, teams. So we're going to divide you up because we thought you're answering other people's questions, but now I've got some questions for you. And we want to find out how well you know your onions, or more accurately, how well you know your fruits from your vegetables. Rules really simple. We're going to have two teams. We're going to have David and Anna on one team, and then we're going to have Michael and Amy on the other team. I am going to put to you a thing, and you have to tell me if it's a fruit or a vegetable or something else. And, you know, people with the most points get the benefit of knowing that they are the brain of Britain today. Okay, so David and Anna, you're going to go first. The first object is an avocado. Is this a fruit, or is this a vegetable, or is it something else?
It's got a big stone in the middle, so what does...
It's got a big stone, so that might make it a fruit.
But or something else. It's not a vegetable.
It's definitely not a vegetable. It might be a nut.
Gonna have to push you. What do you think?
Let's say
it's something else.
Something
else, yes.
Is that for something else?
Do we don't have to say what, do we? We can just...
David, you talked yourself out of the answer. It was a fruit. Oh. There's a big stone. Okay, right. Let's see if you can beat on, improve on this. That won't be hard, will it, to improve on a score of zero so far? So, Amy and Michael, your food is the tomato. What do you think about that? Oh, there are sour grapes over here. That's not part of the question. Grapes are a fruit, but what do you think, you two?
I've heard that a tomato is a berry, so would that make it a fruit? But I'm going to leave it to you, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's a fruit because I heard some kind of saying or proverb or something about this, which is someone saying, knowing that a tomato is a fruit is knowledge, but knowing not to put one in a fruit salad is wisdom.
Yeah.
So I think it's a fruit.
It's a fruit. Did you like what Amy did there, where she said, I'll leave it with you?
Okay. Yeah, passing the buck there.
Passing the buck,
fruit,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm... Fruit. Let's do it.
And you got yourself a bing. Good, right, that's plus one for you two. Right, okay. See if you can redeem yourself, please, David and Anna. Your second food is a pea.
That's a pulse.
Yeah,
which is a brotted vegetable.
Well, can we say
it's a pulse? It's a legume.
Which is a vegetable.
Yeah.
I think we're going to say vegetable.
If it's a binary choice...
Oh, no. No, actually, a pea is a fruit. So that's a brilliant score. You're doing zero at the moment. That's good. Right, Amy and Michael, back to you. Your next one is sweet corn. What do you think of sweet corn?
Oh, my gracious.
Oh. That's a weird one because most fruits tend to be sweet. And sweet corn can be sort of sweet.
Though I'll give you an example of a sweet vegetable right now, a rhubarb. So that throws a spanner in the works.
Gonna have to push
seed. Should go vegetable.
Let's go for it. Give the others a chance.
No, I'm sorry, sweet corn's actually classed as grain.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm afraid you got that one wrong. So it's one to you and zero to David and Anna, who we're coming back to. You can still sort everything to play for. David and Anna, on your menu, finally, mushrooms. What do you think of mushrooms?
They're fungus.
They're fungus.
Yeah.
They're fungi.
Yeah.
They're certainly not a fruit. It depends how you define vegetable. We've never had a definition.
They're not fruit, they're not vegetable. You're going
for fungus.
You're going for other.
Yeah, other. Yes.
Very good. You got a point. So it's one all. So this is the big one. If the guys throw this, then it's going to be a draw. I don't know what happens if we have a draw. So Amy and Michael, your final food is rhubarb. Is that is this fruit or vegetable or other?
Well, put my foot in my mouth earlier. So
you did a bit.
I will bear responsibility if my research is wrong. So I'm. Shall I?
Yeah, you go for it.
I'm going to say vegetable.
Hey!
Why is that? Just explain what your reasoning was. Why do you think rhubarb is not a fruit?
It grows underground.
Underground? Have you ever grown rhubarb?
No. I don't know anything about rhubarb.
It's got those giant leaves and the red stemmy things.
Don't eat the leaves.
It's lovely. No, you don't eat the leaves. Lots of oxalic acid in the leaves. They cause kidney stones. Not good for you.
No.
But the stems. You eat the stem cells. Yes, no, it's the big long red stems. But yes, it is. You're eating part of the plant flesh, so that's actually a vegetable. Well done. So I guess that makes it... 2-1 to you guys.
Well
so
done.
So this week's brains are Amy and Michael. Very well done.